It's budget time and the pre-budget stories are starting to emerge. Over the weekend, the Coalition announced a $1.7 billion childcare package to make childcare services more affordable and to boost women's participation in the workforce. Under this package, the childcare subsidy for families with two or more children under 5 years of age will increase to up to 95%. This announcement, as I mentioned, comes ahead of the next week budget, but Labor says the scheme doesn't go far enough.
It's too little. It won't be sufficient to provide the support needed. Childcare costs are going through the roof. They're not affordable for families, and this will not assist in improving employment participation for women in particular.
That's Labor frontbencher Brendan O'Connor speaking on Insiders. Well, Georgie Dent is the executive director of The Parenthood, which is a not-for-profit organisation representing parents and families. Georgie Dent, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Will this announcement from the Coalition, $1.7 billion package, make childcare more affordable for families and affordable enough for families?
Well, that's a very good question, Fran. So what we do know is that the $1.7 billion package is likely to make childcare more affordable for around 250,000 families. But there are a few caveats. So we know that there are around 1 million children in childcare around Australia. So 250,000 does not capture all of those children. We know that these changes aren't flagged to come into effect until the 1st of July 2022. And because of the complicated equation that is aimed at giving relief to families with two children under five, it means for lots of families right now, they actually won't ever get the benefit of that, because by the time the next financial year comes around next year, the child might be over five and then will not be eligible.
So, okay. But with any package, there's always going to be a moment in time and a moment in any kind of taper where people miss out. I suppose the point is this effective in getting taking a burden off a significant number of families and allowing more women to do more days work a week?
I would say that so we know that currently we spend $10.3 billion on the childcare subsidy as it is. So you've got to consider the $1.7 billion in that context. So relative to what we're spending, it's not structural reform. For us, for Australia to get the full benefits of high quality universal access to early education and care for every child, which we know would significantly increase women's workforce participation and significantly and positively improve children's outcomes, this package is not enough. And, we have seen before that in 2015, when Scott Morrison was the Social Services Minister, he unveiled the package that came into effect in 2018, which was not dissimilar to this. It was a welcome recognition that childcare is unaffordable, but the savings that came to families 3.5 years on have all been completely wiped out. So we know Because when we tweak the subsidy, what we've seen time and time again is that fees eventually just creep up. So just last week, the CPI figures showed that families in Brisbane and Sydney are now paying 23% more in out-of-pocket fees than they were when that package was announced. So that is why we need systemic reform. These changes will provide welcome relief to families, but it is not sufficient to actually get the big picture change that Australia needs.
Okay, well, there's no universality of childcare in this package, it's true, but there is one universal change, which is scrapping the $10,560 cap on the childcare subsidy benefiting higher income earners who currently pay full childcare fees once that maximum rebate is reached. The government says this would see a family on $200,000 with one child in care for 5 days have a saving of effectively almost $2,500 a year. Do you welcome that measure? Is that going to make a significant difference for whether people deciding whether to do extra days work or not?
Look, that is a significant, that is a very welcome development. And I should say that this whole package is absolutely a welcome recognition from the federal government that the cost of childcare is a barrier for lots of families in this country. But we also have to be really realistic about the extent to which we're tackling affordability, because families in Australia pay the fourth most expensive childcare out-of-pocket childcare costs in the world. We know that as a proportion of household income, families are spending multiple times what the OECD average is. So yeah, saving $2,500 is obviously significant. I think most families would agree with that. Eliminating that cap is absolutely a fantastic thing for lots of families who hit that cap usually around this time of year or even earlier, usually in sort of April and March. There's a lot of families who hit the cap and then have 3 full months of the year remaining to pay full fees, and that is crippling. And we know that that is one of the reasons lots of families choose for someone not to work or for someone to reduce their work, and then that creates a whole lot of problems down the track.
Are families only choosing how many days a week they work because of the cost, or are they also looking at the standard of childcare and looking at whether a child's going to be better off at home with a parent? And does that go to, you know, we've got the fourth most expensive childcare in the world. Do we have the fourth best childcare in the world, or should we be investing in our childcare workforce? Would that change the equation at all?
Absolutely. And we cannot look at this area without looking at that whole picture. So we need to be looking at the quality. Australia brought in a national quality framework about 10 years ago, and it was sort of a world-leading framework for ensuring quality. Now, what we don't have is consistency across the board in terms of our services. So you could not say that we've got the fourth best care early education in the world. Certainly there would be preschools and there would be early education services where they are terrific, world-leading quality, but you could not say that that is consistently the picture. Now, we know that the early education workforce is predominantly female. It is one of the lowest paid cohorts of workers in Australia. For male-dominated roles that require a similar level of training, the pay gap is substantial. 30% of the workforce, early education workforce, say each year that they are planning on leaving within a year. Now, that is huge, and it's also very problematic because we know that the quality of early education is very closely linked with the quality of educators. And if we're not paying educators appropriately and if they're not being offered secure employment, they will leave. Okay. And then we can't give children all of the benefits that they get from high-quality early learning.
Georgie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Fran.
Georgie Dent is Executive Director of a group called The Parenthood. Labor has already put out its full policy on childcare. It's more generous than the government's. Looks like the election's shaping up to be a battle of childcare policies. We'll have more about that in the run-up, of course, to the election and when we know more detail of the government's budget proposal.